with the Atlantic for our playground, not that we knew it or thought it, as we heaved and hauled S4 up the slipway afterwards, water gushing from her bungs. Perhaps I should forgive the camera for catching only a dim shadow of those years and pinning it to a page. Perhaps I should learn to admire photographs for their attempts to rescue a drowning present, to pluck it from the churn of time and memory, those tides that battle forward and back, capricious as the sea.
Horatio Clare. The producer was Emma Harding. It's 11 o'clock now. Time on Radio 3 for World on 3 with Lapa Kattari.
Another of Mali's nobility choosing music as his career. Ben Zabo, born in the Ségou region of Mali, decided to follow his heart and celebrate his heritage as part of the Bois people by forming a band rather than follow his parents' wishes and become a pharmacist. The result is a self-titled album on Glitterhouse Records out next month. Warivo was the track I played, and Malian Afrobeat is, I guess, what you could call his music. Welcome to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Amongst the new releases on tonight's programme, I've got a novel marriage of yodeling with electronica from Austria, 21st century funk soul from Australia, and some pretty amazing sounds from the Tonga people along the Zambezi River. And my guest in session is a man who is called The Voice. He's not part of the TV show, but one of South Africa's much-loved bluesmen, Vusi Mahlasela. And he's going to be singing for us in about 20 minutes' time. Sarrazino is Lamine Fela's alter ego. He's Algerian, born into a life of travelling. His father was a career diplomat, and he spent much of his early life in Spain, Switzerland and West Africa. After his father's assassination in 1993, Lamine ended up settling in Montreal in Canada, exiled from his homeland. And Sarrazino, his music project, was born. But it's only since moving to Ecuador, driven by his love of Spanish and Latino music about 10 years ago, that Sarrazino has really found his voice. His latest album, Everyday Salama, out on Kombucha next week, continues his exploration into the melting pot of modern music. It's got some great grooves to it, plenty of catchy hook lines, and having called in a mix of vocalists and musicians, it has a lovely energy about it. This is El Fugitivo, featuring Spain's Amparo Sanchez.
A veces le toca bailar solo. Dice que rico no siempre baila bien. Camino largo mejor con paso corto. Sabe que a veces solo queda correr. Yo soy el que nunca vuelve, no, no. Yo soy el que gana, corre, pierde, yo, yo. Suerte, yo, yo, yo soy el que no tiene bandera, no, no. Dice que falta el alba cuando se la barra, yo. El carcelero también es prisionero, aunque comprenda la lengua de vuelve, no, no, yo soy el que gana, corre, pierde, yo, yo. Dice como un lamento, como un jardimiento, yo. Yo soy el que tiene suerte, yo, yo. Yo soy el que no tiene bandera, yo, no, no. Dice que parte al alba cuando se la barra, yo.
Dice que todo te puede suceder. Dice que él sigue tan solo su camino. Que quien más tiene que perder. El mundo es grande, tienes donde sentarte. Si solo duermes, nunca despertarás. Dice que escapa y no sabe lo que busca. Pero no busca la vida que perdió.
Yo soy el que nunca vuelve, no, no. Yo soy el que gana, corre, pierde, yo, yo. Dice como un lamento, como un jardimiento, yo. Yo soy el que tiene suerte, yo. Más cuerpo.
nunca vuelve, no, no, yo soy el que gana, corre, pierde, yo, yo. Dice como un lamento, como un lamento, yo. Yo soy el que tiene suerte, yo, yo. Yo soy el que no tiene bandera, no, no. Dice que parte al alba, cuando se van a parar,
yo. Maneo, ríe, para, maneo, ríe, maneo, ríe, para, maneo, ríe,
Thank you.
Mariachi meets Gypsy, Eusebio Martinelli and the Gypsy Abmarth Orchestra mixing the flavours of Andalucía with Mexico and Eastern Europe in a song called Gazpacho, the title of the album. They call it Gypsy music, cooked the Italian way. And the album is indeed a tasty hodgepodge of influences. Before that was Sarazino, the Algerian-Ecuadorian, who I believe is going to be touring Europe this August. I promised you some modern-day yodeling, and you're about to hear it. Jelena Popperjan and Rina Katsinari, a Serbian and Kosovo-Albanian respectively, both living in Austria, go by the name of Kachpop and have won awards for their totally unique music and somewhat zany approach. Their debut album is called String Strong, and the track I'm going to play is Giere Ide Babe. But first, here's Brit folk band Morkin and Skimmin Spolskin and Betsy Likens from their latest album, Crow.
Thank you. said, no, 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 I wanna give it a go, go, go. I wanna know, no, no, how could it be if the lights on my arms and didn't say, baby, no, 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 I wanna give it a go, go, go. I wanna know, no, no, how could it be if the lights on my arms and didn't say, baby. Trial and error after trial, and I wrap up my first stop, fever to the cold. Goodbye, I've broken a few hearts, favorite mine. Then I said, never, never. And I said, no, 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 I wanna give it a go, go, go. I wanna no, 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 how could it be if the line someone's home and didn't say, baby, go, no, no, I wanna give it a go, go, go. I wanna no, 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 how could it be if the line someone's home and didn't say, baby. No advice for teasing my life, they dry up in time. Too heavy to take in your stride.
Song with salsa and swing to it, Gyp Step from talented young London upstarts Molotov Jukebox, and a song called Give It A Go from yet another of their EPs. Let's hope they soon pull them all together and come out with a full album. They love to gig, so do check out the internet and find out if they're playing somewhere near you. It will be a fun night out. And so to my guest on tonight's World on Three, South African Vusi Mahlasela, known as the voice of Mamelodi. Here he is with Ubuhle Bonhlaba.
Ulu hala, ulu hala, ulu hala, ay mo ginje ginje. la, ay no, ginje, ginje. Ni ama bona beta langa zitumbuze tu, bakabanga kuti asina lolwazi. Sizokubabiza sibafundise ngazo, uma bevuma siyokubaxolela. Uma bengavumisi yokubaveza nezenzo zabo ezimbi zemvelo. Bazenza izazi zase-Afrika. Nginje, nginje. Nabayabayisaba. Bahambela enqinje njengezinkalankalam. Bakupua izo kumba njengo nwabu. Bayabuza njenge zinyoka. Bakamba amanga njenga mapepa. Kanti futi baya kota nengenye yabo inati. Uololo nginja. Maie, maie, esikala zimae, maie bu. Felanda wo nyebo mae mae se kala zema walonginje wololu hala wololu hala wololu hala wololu hala ay. Kutheni nathi khosomanga, kutheni thina sihluphe kanje. Ayibo, izono zethu obumnyama qwa. Kutheni lalalalalalubi, shalalalalalubim. Narada bira larala bandiruba
A beautiful, uplifting and gentle song there from soulful singer-songwriter Vusi Mahlasela. Vusi, that was Ubuhle Bomhlaba, is that right?
Yes, Ubuhle Bomhlaba. The beauty of the land, or I may say the beauty of my country, if you want to say. So, yes.
Isn't that a song you yourself have written, or is it one of the old Sotho folk songs?
This is a song that I really composed and then jointly we've written this one with a friend of mine, Themba Kanyati. So this is more about not only about the beauty, you know, of the land or the country, you know, in South Africa, but also here in this song, singing about some of really quite a lot of disturbing things that we witnessed during the time when it was really difficult under apartheid in South Africa. Really, a lot of cruel things, and then the brutality from the police, you know. And then, yeah, Here in this song, actually, it is more about calling those people who did those wrong things, you know, to us, to say, come forward, you know, and let's talk about this. And if they agree to come forward, we will forgive them. But if they don't, we will expose them. And this song was written, you know, long before we could think that we were going to go into that phase of the truth and reconciliation in South Africa, which was a really good thing to happen, you know, for that country. And yes, South Africans are really forgiving people. So this truth and reconciliation, you know, phase, as it was championed by our grandfathers of humanity, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, you know, Dr. Nelson Mandela, and a man, of course, who lived in South Africa as well and planted a seed of reconciliation, Mahatma Gandhi. You know, these are our grandfathers of humanity who taught us that there is wisdom in forgiveness. And forgiveness is a gift. And if you learn to forgive, you sort of like becoming more free, you know. But if you don't forgive, you are like your own prisoner. You become like a bitter leaf that can just be squashed or be swept away by the wind anytime. So forgiveness is very, very, very important. And it's something that we should all wear it like a crown.
Beautiful words, Vusin, obviously very heartfelt, and it's something that continues to inspire your music. But do you think that the younger generation, you know, I mean, you grew up during the time of apartheid. Do you think that the younger generation is still able to have that connection, in a sense, that depth of humanity perhaps to call upon to keep them?
I'm looking at a way, of course, that one can write a song about the young person today still trying to find out, you know, what it means, you know, to be him or her at this time and all what that really happened during the time when she was not born. I've got, you know, children, and my youngest daughter, she only turned 17. And of course, you know, to try to like really make them understand what was really happening there, it is really important, but also they need to be themselves as well.
Yeah.
They are living in these times. And I think for them, it is much more of appreciation that we can sort of like really get to say that, you know, they appreciate what we did. And here it is, we're giving them that freedom and they can go to school and then do what they can do best. And I think that's what they can do. That's what it is. You know, we should give them that. But the other thing which is really quite disturbing, of course, it might be the ignorance maybe from the youth, maybe not trying to acknowledge that, you know, the freedom or the privileges that they are having today, they didn't just come by, you know.
Yes,
people fought for and died for. So they need some kind of a cultural revolution. You know, we need to educate them to say this is what is happening so that they should appreciate. But they also have to live, you know, their lives.
They do. They can't be held back in a sense
by
history. But there is a degree to which obviously they maybe don't comprehend the degree of the struggle.
That's right.
Vusi, give us another song. What are you going to sing for us now?
Well, I'd like to dedicate this one to the San people in Botswana. Even back home, we can say the San or the Khoi. You know, these are sort of like the first people who moved this earth, you know. And then in some way, their language and also their has been sort of like marginalized, you know. And I think this is really sad. And I think in South Africa, something which is really good right now, they're trying to sort of recognize and get the language of their language, you know, to be put as of one of the official language. You know, we've got 11 official languages in South Africa, so they will put their language as the 12 official languages, of which it should be the first, you know. And for this song, for me, it means quite a lot when it comes to the dignity of men about, you know, where lies the dignity of man if he doesn't have a place to stay, a land, maybe even a job, you know? And these are the things that we have to look at, those imbalances and injustices that, you know, we have to still talk about it, because these people at one place, they had like really something which was really great that we should learn from them about humanity. So, yeah, this one is called Our Send. Thank you. oh, 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 in your trance, your dance recalls and records the footprints of a painful history. Your body shaking and you try to assemble thoughts of a raging memory. And your feet stamped hard on the Kalahari sand. Oh, 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 in your dust, your stones, we see the ghosts, the shadows. Shadows of a vanished world, hallucinating while you try to discover dreams of gods and ancient miracles. Ooh, and your feet stamped hard on the Kalahari sand. Your land etching and weaving patterns of pain through your trance, your dance, your trance, your dance. I am trapped in your memory, another memory. I hear your lost voices through your trance, your dance, your trance. I hear you say, when will our land, when will our sand be once again surrounded by the landscape of love? Your dance, your trance. Skurums at Skaram, which gets Karum, Mara, 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 cha 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 ta 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 la 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 Oma, 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 Ishikuga, Ishikwa. Kobetaki. 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 Kobetaki.
Our Sand, a song of identity and one in honour of our ancestors. More from Vuzi later on in the programme. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. My guest on the programme tonight is South Africa's Vusi Mahlasela, whose music inspired and gave voice to the anti-apartheid movement. He's going to be back for a second set in about 20 minutes' time. Mariam Hassan is another person whose music has inspired others to stand up for their rights and demand to be recognised. In this case, the Sahrawi of the Western Sahara. The Arab Spring has given new impetus to her voice, and in her album El Ayun Egdat, she touches on many of these themes, not least the battle between modernity and tradition. This is the title track of the album. Powerful and minimal, she sings about uniting to fight the burning envy of neighbours. El Ayun Egdat, El Ayun on fire.
وتسمع للغزاة صوت النار والحديد الحديد وتسمع للغزاة صوت النار والحديد الشعب على اتجاه
Bogotá, Muamba, Muambei. Vamos cruzar Transamazônica pra levar pra freguês. Vai ser melhor do que em Passagada, agradar até o rei. Se você quer amor, chegue aqui. Se quer esquecer a dor, venha pra cá. Pois a ilusão é doce como mel, e cada um sabe o preço do papel que tem. E de onde vem esse qualité misterioso? Amazônica pra levar pra freguês. Vai ser melhor do que em Passagada, agradar até o rei. Desde pequeno sabe o que é isso, no fio da navalha brincar no precipício. A vida e a morte, escolha seu troféu, pois cada um sabe o preço do papel que tem. E de onde vem essa qualité exterior? Vamos embora para Bogotá, Muamba, Muambei. Vamos cruzar Transamazônica pra levar pra freguês. Ser melhor do que em Passagada, agradar até o rei. Vamos embora para Bogotá, Muamba, Muambei. Vamos cruzar Transamazônica pra levar pra freguês. Vai ser melhor do que em Passagada, agradar até o rei.
Soulful Afrobeat from versatile Brazilian musician Criolo, and a track called Bogota featuring Tiago Franca on tenor sax. Criolo is going to be part of the Back to Black Festival that's coming to London for 3 days at the end of June. It sets out to celebrate the African roots in music and culture. For 2 years, it's been held in Brazil. This year, it leaves its home in Rio to set up in the old Billingsgate Market in East London. And the lineup looks fantastic, with Gilberto Gil, Marcinalia, Criolo, as I mentioned, Femi Kuti, Hugh Masekela and Macy Gray, to name just a few. Before Criolo was Sahrawi, Mariam Hassan, who's going to be performing at the Sahara Nights concert to be held at the Roundhouse in Camden, North London, next month. And I'm going to play another song from her a little later on in the programme. But talking of gigs and festivals, there could be ghosts in the basement of Folk House in Bristol this June the 10th. Weird Law is an all-day event set up by F-Root's Ian Anderson, and it promises to bring together folk musicians from the mainstream to the far-flung. Whatever you have a yen for, it is bound to be there. Here's Mole Catcher from Harp and a Monkey to give you a wee taste.
In Manchester City by a pub called The Plough, there lives a mole catcher, but I shan't tell you how. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. He goes a mole catching from morning till night, and along comes a neighbour to mess with his wife. Singing woe to the day, to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Now the mole catcher's wise to the threat of the thing, so he sets up a trap, sees the neighbour go in. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Tell me your husband, good woman, he said. Well, he's gone out mole catching, he's out of his bed. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. So the wife goes upstairs and he follows the sign, but the mole catcher creeps up quite closely behind. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. And when that young neighbour's in the midst of his fun, well, the mole catcher gets him by the tip of the gun. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Tell me, for ploughing my ground, and the fine it will be nothing less than £10. Woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Well, I'll pay the money, no, your fine I don't mind, 'cause it only works out about twopence a grind. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. So listen, all young neighbours, take care where you're at, or you might just get caught up in a mole catcher's trap. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day. Singing woe to the day, woe to the wedding vows, woe to the day.
Man and I will give you the keys of Canterbury, and all the bells in London shall ring to make us merry. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you the keys of Canterbury, nor bells in London shall ring to make us merry. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear, no walk along with you anywhere.
Then, madam, I will give you this fine silken gown with 9 yards trailing, drooping on the ground. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me.
Except from you, your fine silken gown, 9 yards of trailing, drooping on the ground. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear. I'll walk along with you anywhere.
I will give you the small golden bell, that you may ring your servants and they may serve us well. If you will be my joy, sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Say I won't accept from you your small golden bell, that you may ring our servants and they may serve us well.
I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear, I'll walk along with you anywhere. I will give you the key to my heart, that we may be together and never more shall part. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
So I will accept from you the keys to your heart,
that we may be together
and never more will part.
I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear,
and walk along with you.
I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear,
and walk along with you.
O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou. O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou. O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou. O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou.
Céu azulzinho, vingou, valeu senhor, pelo dia novo. Mancha o laranja, rasga o marinho e me encanta as lâmpadas nos barraquinhos. Despertador, marmita, porta, toque, toque. Zé, agita e vai, antes que a casa caia de jeito. Nem engulo o café direito, irmão. Já tô no busão, cara feia, cheião, puto, ouço as conversas alheias. Pra lá, pra cá, o balance do cão. Aí, tá carregando boi, não, pra quê? O outro grita, vai descer, não desce. Tava em punga, resmunga, esquece. Os moleque grita lá, vendendo uma fita. Pá, chiclete, pasta de dente, vai dente. Ha!
O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou. O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou.
É. Gente, golpe gente, sempre fica quente. Sabe só quem cabe sente. Vida de servente, rente no pente. Corre freneticamente, há quem diga. Pra evitar fadiga, ginga. Preguiça que não dá liga, vai. Areia, cimento e mais desdobra. João, disposição de sobra. O bundão cobra, o patrão cobra. Tipo Lorde dando Lorde na obra. Um gordo, tipo gaita de fole no andame. Quer massa mole, reclame. Pra que o mestre desfore vivo. Os homens gostam de brigar, é incrível. Não vai dar motivo, vou ver se pega um vale de 120, levar mistura, que amanhã é o seguinte, mano.
O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou. O galo já cantou e o sol nasceu, o dia amanheceu, o galo já cantou.
Smooth and soulful. Cacariaco from Brazilian MC Emcida, featuring Fabiana Cosa, another of the artists coming over to play at Billingsgate this summer for the Back to Black Festival. Before that was Steve Knightley and Phil Beer, the duo who go by the name of Show of Hands, who I saw perform to a packed Royal Albert Hall a short while ago. Keys of Canterbury was one of the songs they sang that night that had the audience singing heartily along with them. And the female voice you heard there was Jackie Oates, accompanied by Steve and Phil's long-standing partner, cellist Miranda Sykes. And I'm going to play something from Miranda's eponymous debut album with Rex Preston next week. You're listening to World on Three with me, Lapa Kotari. My guest tonight is Vusi Mahlasela, one of the great bluesmen of South Africa. In the studio, it's just him, his guitar, and that beautiful voice of his. He recently brought out an album that was produced by another great bluesman, Taj Mahal. And I'm going to be talking to Vusi about it and other things in a few minutes. But first, here he is singing the title track of his new album, Say Africa.
We crossed Zimbabwe's border, flew over the dry fields of my homeland, coming into Joburg. The suntan swimming pools and the Soweto shacks, airports and railway stations, stranded with a rucksack and guitar. The languages and the places change, and the sky has different stars. I may be walking in the streets of a city called London, by the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat, say Africa. I may be walking in the streets of a city called Amsterdam, by the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat, say Africa. Say Africa, 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 say Africa. Sticks and stones and the UN loan and the passport controls for countries that don't exist. It's a big world, they have their own problems, everyone, and there's gold in that clenched fist. People ask me where I'm from, I say Mamelodi Township, in a city called Tshwane, meaning we are the same. I have a friend who's a great musician and is from Ebayi, near King Williamstown. You know where Steve Biko was born? You might have read or seen a film about Africa. You know, it's a big continent with a great gift of Ubuntu. I may be walking in the streets of a city called London, but the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat say Africa. I may be walking in the streets of a city called Amsterdam, but the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat say Africa. Say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa. Say Africa. Boopie da boopie ba di ba da ba da ba da ba loopie da ba ba. Do ba ba la do ba ba da ba da ba di ba da di ba da la di da ba la ba di da da do di da. Da ba da ba di ba da. I may be walking in the streets of a city called Amsterdam, by the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat, say Africa. I may be walking in the streets of New York, hey, by the dust on my boots and the rhythm of my feet and my heartbeat, say Africa. Say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, Africa. Good mama, good mama, oh, say Africa, say Africa,
Say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa, say Africa.
Say Africa, a song of celebration of Africa and being African. I'm here with Vusi Mahlasela, a bit of a national treasure in South Africa. Vusi, that's actually the title song, isn't it, of your latest album?
This is the title song of my latest album, the new album, produced by Mr. Taj Mahal. And indeed, the man was great, was like, Vusi, I want you to do the record that you want to do. You know, not what the record companies want you to do. You want to feel. And we were just having fun, you know, making this. The man is knowledgeable. African music, he has worked with Tumani Abate, Youssou N'Dour, many other African artists. So it was really great to work with him on the album.
Yeah, I mean, I love the album. I think it's just a perfect coming together of two people who approach music in such a similar way. Taj Mahal says that for him, the blues should be something that makes you smile. And Vusi, your music just makes me smile. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, good to hear. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's still these stories of freedom, of love, of life, of revolution that inspire you, isn't it?
Very much so. And then we'd say Africa. Actually, it was a song that I had, you know, a long time. That was a song that was written by a friend of mine from Port Elizabeth, Dave Goldblum. That time he talked about, you know, where Steve Biko died. But I wanted to bring the life into the song and talk about where Steve Biko was born instead of died.
Yeah.
And then this is about, you know, coming back, going back home after touring for me, long tours and all that. And sometimes you wake up, you don't even know where you are. And then when going back home to Africa, it's like, I'm going to this place where I'm missing this something which is very special, this gift, you know, from Africa, which is Ubuntu, a gift from the bona fide of time. Ubuntu being a concept that, you know, Westerners still have to learn about it and live it to the fullest. Ubuntu, which is every day's kindness, about helpfulness. You are because I am. It's about unity. It's about love, empathy, sympathy and forgiveness and reconciliation and redistribution. You know, redistribution of morals, knowledge and skills. And of course, really, you might be a doctor, lawyer or whatever in your job that you're doing great, but if you don't have empathy. But the great thing also is about this concept of Ubuntu. It's a law for humanity, that we should be receiving it with a smile, we should be living it.
I think the only way to follow that is with another song, Vusi. What are you going to play for us now?
Well, I think maybe the song that I would like to do also to follow that, which is a great connection, it's about, it's also about Africa, When You Come Back, which is the title song of my first CD, When You Come Back. And of course, this song, I sang it at the World Cup. And the ITV as well adopted the song, you know, because they were looking for a song that would sort of like let it be a mean feat, you know, for the World Cup. And then the song, When You Come Back, was like a song for them. And we recorded this, the ITV heard this and played for the whole month. So this one is, you know, really a classic for me as well and my people back home, because it's more about when Africa, you know, comes back to its rightful, you know, owners. You know, more of the talk about deciding the faith of Africa, whether they should it should be given aid or not, because of this and this. Actually, we deserve that aid, you know, because Africa has been giving aid all along. But there is problems in Africa, like drought and things like that. Of course, when we have some people who've got the skills from somewhere and the knowledge to then come to Africa and say, okay, we want to help, you know, we welcome that, you know, that they have to show, okay, you can plant rice here, this is how you do it, this is the seed you do, because Africa is no longer like that, you know, anymore, you know, like we used to go out and you get fruit, you get anything, whatever. There is some other problems because of the climate change and everything. So we need to come together, and that's where Ubuntu thing is like really sort of living, you know. But we can give more talk and talk about all this, but at the end, you know, we need to realize that we need to honor each other as people. This is the unknown grave, the one who died maintaining his might. His will been so strong and musically inclined. His sad melodies coming out like a smoke from the woody fire, confessing who died last night, who died this morning, and why. One dangerous mind for million graves, look down into the grave and do not weep. Skeleton confessing the lust of music, culture, and belief. Skeleton confessing the age of lamentations, the age of broken minds and souls. I picked up the soil from this unknown grave and blew it up with the wind as to make reference one day. And I sang, my boo, Africa. Sing now, Africa. Sing loud, sing to the people. Let them give something to the world and not just take it from it. And we'll ring the bells when you come back. We'll beat the drums when you come back. We'll ring the bells when you come back. We'll beat the drums when you come back. Our lost African music will turn into the music of the people. Yeah, the people's music, but the people's culture. And I'll be the one who'll climb up the mountain, reaching for the top of our Africa days. We'll pull and working for the lazy. See, Africa sing, Africa sing, Africa sing, Africa sing. Sing, sing, Africa, sing, sing, Africa. Let the illusions of memories be off from the people's minds and souls. We'll ring the bells when you come back. We'll beat the drums when you come back. We'll ring the bells when you come back. When you come back. Na pepere pachkure bareshka bara pachkura bara 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 pabna dem bere pachkuro a achkude re re deskera mbera askeskara mskeskara mskeska.
Vusi Mahlasela, a man still very much driven by South Africa's history and his desire for a better world. That was When You Come Back, a song that became the theme tune to ITV's coverage of the World Cup held in South Africa a couple of years ago, and no wonder. And Vusi is going to sing one final song for us tonight at the end of the programme. OK, so we've had Nuvo Yodeling from Austria, cold soup, or should I say gazpacho, from Italy via Mexico. Check out the World on Three page on the BBC website for tonight's playlist. I bring you now a taste of Tonga, followed by some 21st century funk soul from Australia. Mokumba is a high energy group from Zimbabwe along the Zambezi River that is at the heart of the Tonga community and culture. Their music is sheer joy and exuberance. Listen to this, Ndjoka. Afro pop at its finest and most melodic.
Corona rumaluma kwenu kulo na kumana na chani joka yenza kuna kule rumaluma kwenu nikaoza mpaka kutitipaye mikosu na kamalila kuzakalakan nikaoza mpaka kutitipaye mikosu na kamalila kuzakalakan asalane kaine mama asalane kaine
What a voice. Portuguese Teresa Salgueiro and the title track from her newest release, O Mistério, out in June on Clepsidra Musica. Like the title, it's a mysterious, almost ethereal album that just oozes with romance and plays out like a film soundtrack. Australian Groovemeisters, The Bamboos, were before that, with a truly talented Kylie Aldist providing the full soul treatment to one of their songs from their new album, Medicine Man, out on True Thoughts in June. The Bamboos frontman is Lance Ferguson, who retreated to an old isolated house in Victoria, Australia, to, as he says, get to the bottom of all the ideas he had and to start the band's second decade with the slate wiped clean. I don't think you'll be disappointed with the album. Medicine Man certainly works its magic. And so to another track from Maryam Hassan. This one is Ana Saharawiya, I Am Sahrawi, a song in which she artfully blends the modern with the traditional, a reaffirmation of her identity in today's world and her plea to live free in her homeland. Simply beautiful.
I'm not afraid to die. جلادة كم من مرة وطم الجاي واللي حر وطم الجاي واللي حر أنا صحراوي أنا صحراوية أنا صحراوية أنا صحراوية
Norwegian fiddlers Majorstuen and a track from their Live in Concert album that they brought out to mark their 10th anniversary. Staying with the Scandinavians, here's an interesting collaboration between Poland and Sweden. Warsaw Village Band have a new album out called Nord, one that explores the things that bind the Slavs, the Scandinavians and the Aboriginal people of the Northern Hemisphere, the Inuit, the Sami and the Vikings. This track, Hey You, Yokel's Son, includes a Swedish cult folk rock band, Hedingarna.
Thank you.
chodźcie do mnie, bo tu szukasz z pieniążkami, nie znajdziesz ich u mnie. Ja pieniążków nie mam, ten mianek na głowie, a ty jedną mazelonkę, co ją mam na sobie. Mazelonkę jedną, fartuszek też jeden, a ty jedno taki szukasz, co ich mazę siedem. Muzyczkami graję, muzykanci grajcie, a w szmarnej bogate na dzień spoglądajcie.
Azizum kemiyo ikemiyo ikemiyo
پادشاهی عاقبت هیچ گر از ملک سلیمان در نگین است در آخر خاک راهی عاقبت هیچ عزیزم که میایی که میایی عزیزم که میایی که میایی ندارد تو قطع یک دم جدایی ندارد تو قطع یک دم جدایی
Azam Ali, the voice behind the Persian trio Niyaz. Sumud, Yearning, is an album of hypnotic rhythms and mesmerizing melodies. And Carmen Rizzo, the man behind the percussion and programming, has created a soundscape around which Azam weaves and almost leads you into a trance. Well, that's it from me tonight. Next week, I've got the London-based maverick Rebetika group, Trioteke, who actually call their music Reggetica, as in a reggae Rebetika mix. Should be a bit of fun. Join me at the same time next Friday if you can. As promised, I'm going to let my guest on tonight's programme, Vusi Mahlasila, play us out. It's a song called River Jordan, dedicated to his mother, but I'll let him tell you about it. Till next week, goodbye.
This one is dedicated to my late mother, Anna, when she went to the great beyond, when she died, I was there and my brother was there. It was during the Easter time, and then we were in the church. Traditionally, in the church, when you are going to take the commune, you know, the bread and the wine, traditionally in the church, they will wash your feet and dry it with a towel, and then you go and take the commune. She did that, you know, and they washed her feet and she went to take the commune as she was coming back. And she fell. And that's how she died. And of course, before that, she used to tell me that, Vusi, I want you to continue doing what you are doing. Because I've been like saying to me, you know, I really miss this. I wanted so much to go to school, you know, that I have to be, you know, at the university and do this. I wanted to be a doctor or a priest. And she said, but you're already doing it with your music. You're healing and you're preaching, you know. So continue doing what you're doing. So this one is called River Jordan. River Jordan, dedicated to my late mother.
I saw you cross the river Jordan. Na 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 na, mother, mama, I've been listening to you so close, and yet so far away. I've never stopped hearing your words since that Easter morning. It is now very clear that the meaning of your last wish for me, oh yes, revealed my destiny. La 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 la. The River Jordan with the most positive courage. When they washed your feet, your last communion, I was there, Mama. You fell amongst us with the smile and laying looking up with the look of another world. La 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 la, la 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 la. Oh, 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 oh. You departed surrounded by the singing and the praises of the hallelujahs. Some envied your departure, some came to offer whatever little comfort they could give. Oh, 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 hallelujah. I saw you cross the River Jordan. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Mother, Mama, I saw you cross the River Jordan. I saw you cross the River Jordan. I saw you cross the River Jordan. I saw you cross the River
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Welcome to another musical journey across Europe, which begins today with a concert from June 2011 by the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra and their conductor Lukasz Borowicz. Poland's Zygmunt Stojowski is a composer we should hear more of. The pianist Jonathan Plowright is a champion of his late Romanticism, and he plays Stojowski's Symphonic Rhapsody a little later. First, it's Liszt, claiming that Le Prélude was inspired by Alphonse Lamartine's poem of the same name. The music actually began life as an overture to a choral work about the four elements, and Liszt's mistress, the Princess Sein Wittgenstein, seems to have suggested borrowing the Lamartine title.
Thank you.